This song is called He Lives. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy. I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He talks with me and walks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see His loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of His appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian. Lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find, none other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives within my heart.
The song is called You Are Always There, written by me, apparently.
I was fighting, and You held me close. I was naked, and You gave me clothes. I was crying, and You wiped all of my tears. I was scared, and You took all of my fears, 'cause You were always there. Even in my darkest despair, how was I so blind not to see One so divine? 'Cause You were always there, even in my darkest despair. Now what can I do to make it up to You? I was angry, and You comforted me. I was blind, and You enabled me to see. I was lonely, made yourself known, letting me know that I'm never alone, 'cause you are always there, even in my darkest despair. How was I so blind not to see one so divine? You were always there, even in my darkest despair. Now what can I do to make it up to you?
So look at this. First, we have the fire of the Holy Spirit that's burning away everything that's inside of us. And then the water of the Holy Spirit washes us clean and we get the purity. Hold that up, Wayne. The white purity of our God. And the blood of Jesus over here. So as you watch these, you know, if you're not doing flags or anything, but just watch them. Just think about the symbolism of them. The fire, the water, the purity, the blood.
We are His people. He is His music to sing. There is a sound now. Oh, it's the sound of the Lord. With His enemies flee. There is a cry in our hearts. Like when we fall down to the deep. For your feather fingers. We are the music we so desperately need. But without your power, all we have are these
Choose to welcome you here in this place. Father, even now, would you just cause your Holy Spirit to rest fresh on us. Lord, we thank you for the things that we were witnesses of last night. For you have again done a work in our hearts. And you have breathed life back into us.
Worshiping.
So again today, Lord,
use your vision.
Say yes to you.
Not just these eyes, but the eyes of your heart, your imagination. Picture the Lord. Picture the Lord responding to your worship. It's powerful. Because then he comes into that picture. He comes in. That's the way he speaks. The prophets say, I looked and saw. And then they wrote down the word. They wrote down the pictures. They wrote down the message that God had for them. So in your worship, see the Lord. See the Lord. He's responding to your worship. He is responding to the thanks that you're giving to Him. And He is so delighted. He is really grooving. I mean, He's grooving, you know. He's walking around here dancing. He's like, yeah, my people, they got it. They got it. They're happy. They're loving me. They're loving me. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. He's just happy. He's responding to your response to Him. Because He's reached out to you. And if you ever reached out to somebody and they've ignored you, they've just affirmed you, that's not what the Lord's having today. He's having you respond to Him. And with each response, you know, our minds are so, they flit all around. But He doesn't look at when you get distracted or you think about somebody else. He looks at, He responds to your, each moment that you are actually worshiping. It's like a rose you're throwing to the Lord. Here, Lord. Oh, wait, the baby. Oh, here, Lord. Oh, I got an itch. Here, Lord. He takes those roses and He's holding them in right by His heart. He's responding to you. So use your vision. Use it because it develops as you use it. It becomes more and more.
Search our hearts this morning. As we say with our mouths that we choose You. Would You cause us to have believing hearts? And would You unify Your church this morning, Lord, represented here from all over the world? tug of war. I'm struggling to know what this life is for. And I try so hard to stay in control, to hold back the tears, to not let go. And I don't know. Bow the knee to you.